Welcome back to the News at One. Well, after months of delays, EU countries have approved a policy to restore our damaged nature. The Nature Restoration Law sets binding targets on governments to restore 20% of landscapes, seas and ecosystems. It will include bog rewetting and increasing pollination. Minister of State with responsibility for nature is on the line from Luxembourg. Minister Malcolm Noonan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Carol.
Your reaction to this being approved?
This is a historic day for nature across Europe. And as you said, it's been a real roller coaster of a piece of EU law and that has finally gotten over the line today. And I think it's great news for nature. It's great news for communities across the European Union. And I think from an Irish perspective, I think we have a good news story here as well in terms of the work that needs to be done, embarking now on a nature restoration plan, and doing that in a collaborative way that involves everybody, farmers, foresters, fishers. I think it has to be a collaborative plan. So I think we have this is a historic day, and from the European Union perspective as well, to get such a complex piece of legislation across the line, I think is really important.
Now, farmers have been reacting and they are concerned about what it'll mean for their farms, their livelihoods, how this will be implemented, who's going to pay for it and how much. The president of the Irish Farmers Association, Francie Gorman, said his members were hugely concerned at how this is going to be implemented. Let's listen.
There's huge uncertainty about this law. There's no detail there. And when you legislate for something and expect farmers to come on board and buy into it, it gets farmers' backs up. And farmers at the moment feel they've been regulated out of business everywhere they go. And to do this through legislation is wrong. And to be fair, like, farmers are not anti-nature restoration. We're not anti-environment. And that has been put out there. Farmers feel hurt when they're stigmatised in that fashion. We felt that this should have been done through incentivisation, with a proper impact assessment done as to how it was going to impact farmers at farm level, how it would impact on the environment itself, and provide incentives for farmers to take out measures on their farms to improve nature restoration. But they decided not to go that way. They decided to put it into law first. And, you know, it can be said that it's voluntary. I don't know of any law or any legislation that's passed that's voluntary. And that's the fear that farmers have around this.
So that's Francie Gorman there, president of the IFA. Minister, he says he doesn't know of any legislation that's voluntary. That's the fear that farmers have. How are you going to incentivise them to take the measures if it is voluntary?
Well, I mean, this was reiterated by Minister Ryan in plenary as well today. And certainly we've been absolutely consistent all the way through this, that it will be, any measures that farmers take will be voluntary. And the reality is tens of thousands of Irish farmers are already taking part in voluntary biodiversity schemes through the CAP strategic plan, through life programmes, EIPs. So they're already taking part and come to them with great enthusiasm. So we really want the IFA and other farm organisations to come with us to get involved in the whole process. The national plan will determine the measures that we're going to put in place, and we want it to be their plan as well. The issue that Francie raised there about the impact assessment, again, that will happen in parallel as we develop our nature restoration
plan. When will that happen? What's the time frame?
It's already underway. We're beginning that process. We want to see it geared up and ready and in place for 2026. That's when the Climate and Nature Fund will kick in, $3.15 billion that government has committed and that will trigger some of the actions that we're going to put in place.
And that's the money that's available here, ministers, where farmers are saying that there'll also be money needed from EU level. Could the CAP be used to implement this in any way?
No, we would support that call from Irish farmers. We think there needs to be an EU Nature Restoration Fund alongside of CAP. And I think that's something we specified today as well. And we will continue to fight for that. But we do have a dedicated fund in Ireland now, a Climate and Nature Fund, which will help towards that. But we do believe that there should be a dedicated EU Nature Restoration Fund.
Now, more reaction, can I just bring you, coming in from farmers? The ICMSA President Dennis Drennan said the adaptation just days after the Euro elections smacks of a deep and corrosive cynicism and displays in full the true attitude of some politicians to farming communities and the rural electorates who will be affected. Now, several of those running as MEPs were against this, but they didn't get to vote on it.
No, I mean, in fairness, this has been voted on in Parliament already. Really, what the EU Council was doing today was ensuring that it passes through. it would have been an affront to the democracy of the European institutions had it not gone through today, because it's already been deliberated on and voted on consistently over the last 2 years. And I have the greatest respect for Dennis and the ICMSA and the work they're doing. And again, I would say to Dennis and to the IFA and ICMSA, all farm organisations, to be involved in this process. We can do this together, and we want it to be a collaborative plan that everybody is involved in.
Details are very vague, Minister, at the moment. Can you give us any of the details of this plan? We've heard about the bog rewettings. Will farmers be required to rewet their bogs, or is this something the state is going to take over now on state land?
Well, we've said that the state can meet the requirements on public land up to 2030 and out to 2040. And we've been absolutely clear that anything we're asking farmers to do will be in a voluntary capacity. There's been the assurances given there already around the existing CAP commitment that that they won't be affected by it. So we're looking at an additional funding, additional measures to help farmers be involved in schemes, participate in schemes to restore nature. I've always said, and Minister Eamon Ryan has always said, that farmers should be paid for performing these services, these vital ecosystem services.
Minister Malcolm Noonan, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime.